Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. The ear-catching melody and poignant chorus of It's a Long Way to Tipperary have become synonymous with the Great War. A dispatch from the war correspondent George Curnock, describing the soldiers of the British Expeditionary Force singing the song as they marched towards the front, made it famous around the world. However, in spite of its title, the song's origin has nothing to do with Tipperary, as historian Dennis Marnane explains.
The one association that people have with Tipperary Town and the First World War and the British military is the song It's a Long Way to Tipperary. It must be one of the world's most famous songs. Now, there are lots of oddities associated with it. It was written by a man called Jack Judge. There is a name always associated, Harry Williams, I think, so it's a kind of joint authorship. And there is a certain degree of controversy as to who. Judge always claimed that it was he wrote the song, and I think his relationship with the other chap, Williams, was that he had more kind of musical skill and had the notation, and so he used to write the stuff down. Judge had nothing to do with Tipperary, was never in Tipperary. Certainly he was in Ireland, performed in Dublin. His family background would appear to be Irish, okay, male. So when he wrote this song, which he did at the beginning of 1912, but it would appear that what he wrote as It's a Long Way to Tipperary was based on an existing song, which I think might have been It's a Long Way to Connemara. Now, there is a story told that he wrote the song for a bet, and I don't know how true it is, but it is the story that he stuck to. Can you write a song overnight? Now, why he picked Tipperary, I don't know, and he never adequately explained. In part, I think it's because of the syllables. I mean, there's a military station at Fermoy, but, you know, it's a long way to Fermoy, whereas it's a long way to Tipperary. I think it works because of the length of syllables. Just an unimportant, uninteresting music hall song, and nobody would have ever heard about it, written at the beginning of 1912. And then it's almost 2 years later. I mean, you know, the war begins in August, and British troops are being sent to France for the British Expeditionary Force, and I suppose it's September, October 1914. So it's nearly 2 years later. There's a famous account by a British journalist of the troops disembarking at Boulogne, and I think this was probably the Connaught Rangers, and they were singing this song. And within an amazingly short time, this song becomes this extraordinary artifact. In other words, it assumes a life of its own, and it transcends its creator. And he wrote lots of other songs, but, I mean, none of them mattered a damn. I mean, it's just this one song. I think part of the magic of the song, It's a Long Way to Tipperary, is that it's not a song about loss. I mean, so far as I can understand, it's a song about longing, in that you are one place and you want to be somewhere else. And I could see how that resonated in the war. It didn't necessarily mean you wanted to be in Tipperary, but you wanted to be in whatever village, whatever town you came from. And it works not as a solo song. I mean, it works best as a choral piece, which is why one of the most famous versions of it is the Red Army Choir, even though their pronunciation is a bit out of place. At the end of 1914, the Times newspaper, which, you know, had a kind of credibility then, it was the paper of record and so on two successive days, not just once, on two successive days, editorialized about this song and basically trying to make sense why is this song so ubiquitous? And the best excuse they came up with was, right, this is rubbish, we don't like it, but at least in our army, compared to the Germans, our chaps are singing a song they want to sing. In other words, it's come from the ground up. And it shows that we're democratic and we're free, whereas the Germans, they're singing what's imposed from the top down. I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the line they came up with. It was the best they could come up with because they knew they were stuck with Tipperary. They couldn't undo Tipperary. But that aspect of the ubiquity of the song is quite extraordinary.
Tipperary, in County Tipperary. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.